What's good, everybody? It's your boy Anonymous, the author, aka Anonymous Rap Guy, and I am back for another podcast episode today, man. We're back with Anonymous Author Podcast. I know I feel like I've been gone for what feels like a year and a half, but I had some things going on. Got the new camera. I don't know how well this will work out, but hey, I'm all in, man. We'll see how it goes. Today is April 15th. It's Thursday. I'm going to go back to posting these things on Thursday and hopefully getting some things back up and running. It's been a little crazy one for me, man. A little bit upset with the final draft of how the music turned out. I've been going through trying to wrap up this EP, this project that I've been telling you guys about, and I just did not like the way that it sounded. So I'm probably going to have to go back and change some things. Y'all know at this point, it's me just releasing the music just because I like the way that it sounds pretty much. Just because, I get some feedback from some people, but, like, all in all, it's, like, the music that I like to hear. I mean, I have complete control over the songs that I make. So if I don't like the way that a song sounds, if I don't like the way that the final product hits my ear, then I won't obviously do anything with it because I want the music to at least be something that I like to listen to, and I just didn't like the way that some of these songs finished up. So I am definitely going to have to change some things. I'll probably have to change the way I record so I can send out some songs, get these stems sent out, and get some other people to mix and master them and add maybe a little bit of flair from the people that I have been using. So we'll see what happens, man. I'm not really sure 100% just yet, but I just know that I did not like the most recent listening of the project. And I still got to get, like, a promotion and marketing and get a album cover and, like, titles for certain songs and titles for the whole project as a whole. But I just didn't like the way the music sounded. And at the end of the day, like, it doesn't matter how good your marketing is. If you don't like the music or if the music isn't sound, then you're not, you know, you're not doing your job. But anyway, man, like I say, today is April 15th. Woke up and found out today was Anime Day. Like, a lot of the stuff that I see posted on social media, I have no idea that it's even a thing. I didn't know that we had a National Burger Day, but apparently we have a National Burger Day. I know we have Taco Day. Like, I'm fully aware that if I don't know anything else, I know that every Tuesday is Taco Day. But, yeah, we have apparently a National Burger Day. We have National May 28th, by the way. I was looking that up. National Burger Day is May 28th. It is coming next month, so make sure you have your sandwiches all ready to go for May 28th. But, yeah, today is Anime Day. They were posting about it on Twitter, just anime shows that you liked and grew up on, and I figured I would, you know, just share, like, the anime that got me into everything. And I feel like most people in my age range that were, like, 90s babies are the same. I was the first 90s baby, by the way. I always make that stupid joke. But mine was Dragon Ball Z. Like, it used to come on all the time on Toonami, coming home in, not elementary, but, like, junior high school and middle school, and, like, a little bit of middle school is 7th and 8th, and high school is not, yeah. So, like, junior middle, I keep saying junior middle. Middle school! Coming home from there, it just, like, that's what it was all about, man. Like, it used to drive me crazy, like, on Toonami. You would get this whole buildup of the series. This was before I knew what I was, like, streaming online and watching videos online, but you will get a buildup for like 6 or 7 weeks or maybe 6 or 7 days or whatever. And you're just watching and you're like, what's going to happen? They did this like 9 or 10 times. And this is what made me stop watching Dragon Ball Z, is that it would get up to a certain episode on Planet Namek. They were on Planet Namek and it was about to be destroyed and everything was about to go haywire with Frieza and Goku. And like, the episode when they're like, there's only, you know, on these anime shows, there's like, there's only 4 hours left until the complete explosion of the planet. And then like 20 episodes later, they're like, there's only 3 minutes and 50 knots. Like, like it just lasted way, way too long. And that's what made me hate the Dragon Ball Z on Toonami, was that they would build up to it, and then it would be like, all right, the planet's about to explode, and then they would go, like, show reruns of, like, the very first 10 episodes, and you're like, what happened on Namek? It was just so very frustrating, and then I eventually just kind of gave up on Dragon Ball Z, and then just kind of stopped watching it for a while. Running back, this is the problem that happens with nostalgia, is that sometimes you run back and you watch some of the stuff that you used to be into when you were a kid, and you were like, man, how in the hell was I ever into any of this? Because Dragon Ball and Dragon Ball Z does not age well at all. I was watching it, I was like, but then again, I don't know if that's just because you were young and you didn't know about, like, you didn't have exposure. I didn't have exposure to all these other animes, and the only cartoons that I had, like, growing up with were, like, you know, Clifford the Big Red Dog, or you know, just really basic level, like, kids TV shows. So when you come across an anime that's, like, big on the fighting, big on the powering up, like, the storyline is much deeper and intricate, definitely more intricate than Clifford the Big Red Dog. I mean, listen, I don't have many gripes with these kid shows, but my one thing is that there's no storyline, okay? Like, these kid shows are just like, it's just one thing, and it's just like, listen, Clifford needed the crux, okay? Clifford, you needed to know what was going on with Clifford the Big Red Dog. I know they're not trying to break these kids in early with the storylines and the drama, but look, rewrite Clifford, man. If y'all making a movie about Clifford, cast me. I will gladly bark for $6-7 million. So holler at your boy, but... yeah, it might have just been the great storytelling and the great storylines of the anime, the Dragon Ball, that really drew me in and got me into animes. And since then, I've watched so many. I mean, just a few notables, like Fullmetal Alchemist, Future Diary. I have been telling people about that anime. Originally, I didn't like the way it ended, but, like, in retrospect, I kind of appreciated it, because not everything has to have, like, a bow on the anime. This is called The Future Diary, and it was one of those psychological thriller, drama, horror, killer survival games. That's what the niches grown into, like Gantz and you know, stuff like that. But Future Diary was a really good one that just ended crazily. But, like, going back and just sit, like, when you sit in it for a while and you just think, like, maybe not everything needs a good happy ending. That's the problem with Hollywood now, is that everything has to have, like, a meaning or, like, a callback or, like, an allusion to. And it's like, no, just some things don't need to have a bow on it, man. Like Seinfeld did, like Seinfeld does. Like, I heard them talking about this on a show that I was watching. I can't remember the name of the show. I don't remember. But anyway, Seinfeld introduced, like, listen, some things happen with, like, you have a main storyline and a side storyline. I think that was Blind Wave, actually. Shout out YouTube Blind Wave. They were talking about that not everything gets resolved at the end of this episode. Sometimes some things happen to George and Seinfeld, and then it's never resolved, you know, at the end of the show. He gets his calzone eaten, or they drop the chair on the suitcase and his recording gets messed up. It's like, sometimes those storylines just don't resolve. They just end. Like, it just, hey, we crush your thing. And it's just like, that's the end of the episode. Like, that's just how the episode ends. It's like, oh, okay, then we don't get an intro into it next week. And I don't even know where I was going with that, y'all. I just kind of started rambling. So, yeah, anime day. Whatever. I don't know. I get started on these long-winded stories. But... I guess my next my point would be like with today's anime day and the theme for today's podcast. Well, I don't even have a theme. It's just going to be April 15th. What's going on today? What's going on in your guys' lives? And I hate to bring up the topic, man. I don't really enjoy talking about these things, because who enjoys bringing up the sad stuff? But another day, another police brutality, another unjust situation with a person of dark skin color, being harassed, criticized, and just treated like crap. Once again, at this point, it's nothing new, but I do have to speak about it on my platform and for my own piece of, we'll say therapy, because, I mean, at the end of the day, talking it can be therapeutic, and sometimes getting your thoughts and ideas off your chest can make you feel better. And it's just like, at this point, man, it's hard to even watch the videos. I watched a video on Black Soldier. He was in a car, and a cop pulled him over. for a traffic violation, and it ended with him getting pepper sprayed, his hands out the car, and then, I mean, I'm guessing that the cop has been put on leave. I don't believe that he's been fully fired yet, and it's just like, of course, at this point. Like, it's the same story a million and one times. It's like, it's just after a while, it's just like, you already know what it's going to be. It's going to be a dark-skinned guy being confronted by a white officer, or at least a light-skinned officer. If he's not white, he's going to be a fair complexion. And he's going to treat him like crap. He's going to make him try to abide or follow some rule that has never really been a thing in any police department. But people are going to get online and comment, well, why didn't he do A? Why didn't he do B? Why didn't he do C? Knowing that that has no bearing from a person being a citizen being completely disrespected and manhandled by the law. But it is what it is, man. As with all of these, I just hope justice is served. I'm glad that he didn't get shot, that nobody got killed. I'm glad that there is no that there's no dead body, that everybody got to go home. Like I say, I much rather somebody have the video footage of somebody still here on Earth than we have to do a moratorium or a memoriam for that person. So to the guy who was in the car, just keep your head up, brother. Thoughts, prayers, and well wishes are with you and yours at this time. And another guy who... I didn't really understand what was going on in the situation, to be honest with you. Like, just watching the video, it doesn't really make any sense. I mean, like, most videos, it comes on halfway through and you don't really know what's going on. But a kid's walking on the sidewalk and there people are harassing him, saying he's in the wrong neighborhood. And it looks, you don't want to say that this is the situation, but just looking at it, it gives you Trayvon Martin vibes. Like, just watching the video. Like, I don't have a whole bunch of background information on what's going on, but the guy's name who was messing with the black kid is Jonathan Rentland, and I guess he's been going on this whole tour, I guess, of just, like, they posted the video, and I guess they're trying to, like, make sense of it, and he's just been, like, they've just been trolling him. He's been, obviously making a name for himself because he posted the video. So, yeah, you gotta sit in this, bro. Like, you gotta soak all this up, man. People post so many things on social media. At this point, I just don't even get it. Like, what are you looking for? Like, what kind of notoriety, what kind of position, what kind of influence are you looking for that you're posting a video of you, like, harassing a kid? Like, I don't know. It just makes no sense to me. But it's going to have the same components that every one of these situations has. It's going to be people online thinking they know the law. It's going to be people online arguing with each other. It's just like, I've always hated the energy and negativity that comes with this stuff. And I'm sure that the person involved in the situation hates the negativity and things being brought on their personal life and the embarrassment of being harassed and embarrassed going viral. But like I say, I'd much rather somebody have the ability to go home to their family, go home, and, like I say, live through the event. That's the most important thing, man. And, I mean, that's really the only positive thing I can bring out of these situations. Like, I'm just tired of seeing it. I just get tired of seeing just people, like, especially black people, people who look like me, but just people in general being harassed and disrespected and treated like crap from cops or people who feel like they're in a position of authority. Like, people take that and just, like, run with it. Like, it really reminds me of, like, they always ask the people, like, what would you have done during, like, they ask people, what would you have done during, like, Germany, like, during World War II when they were rounding up Jews. And people, like, a lot of people say, well, I would have helped. And the bottom line is, like, would you have? Like, would you have really helped people? Like, people, like, would rather sit by with their phones and videotape what's going on and saying, hey, this is happening, and actually to get out there and help somebody that's actually going through it, or say, hey, maybe this is wrong, or maybe I should say something. And I don't have an answer for everything that's going on. People are just so quick to just be on that BS, man. Like, people are just so quick to it. Like, I said this once, I've said it a million times. Most people just want to live their lives, man. Just want to go wake up and go to sleep. Most people don't look for issues. Hey, if you got an issue, I'm a star supporter of the Second Amendment right to carry your gun and to resolve any situation that you see justly and within the bounds and accordance of the law. But if you're on some power trip that you feel like you need to protect your land, it's like, dude, chill out. Just get your pennies out of a bunch and come on. Like, this is America, okay? We're better than that. Well, you would hope that we're better than that. Speaking of being better than they previously were, Dogecoin, some crypto news. Recently had a little jump, man. I am doing very nice in this crypto market. I hope you guys are as well. I hope you guys are getting your investments in. I hope you guys are playing, I don't even know if it's considered Wall Street, but I hope you guys are playing the investment game. I hope you guys are putting a little bit of money away since we've all just been getting kind of like flush with money, whether that's you know, working weekly or getting a bonus or you getting some unexpected money from a family member or whatever it is. I hope you guys are putting like a little bit away. I've been putting like nothing much, just a decent part of my portfolio into crypto recently. I still have my regular investments. I'm thinking of moving my money out of these two mutual funds that I have and just into regular index funds, just because I think it'll save me money in the long run, because mutual funds do have fees and they do have, like, you have to have a certain amount of money in order to buy in. And to me, it's like, I feel like I would be much better just selling all of it and getting into an index fund in the long run, but they have brought me decent returns. And that's really the only thing holding me up, is like, it's giving me decent returns. And maybe the index fund will as well, but I'm just not looking forward to creating a tax event, a taxable event, like selling it and then having to pay taxes on my gains and any kind of dividend income. Well, I'm not sure, man. Like I said, some of the tax, I took individual tax so long ago, some things have changed, but I'm really not looking to do that. So I might keep them, I might sell them, but definitely going to keep my toe wet. I definitely dip my toe into the crypto arena, and I invest in about five different cryptocurrencies, the biggest two being Ethereum and Bitcoin. I don't really know how to try to say what I'm about to say, but I'm just going to, you know, throw my hat in and see how it comes out. I guess Bitcoin has created some derivatives, I'm guessing, or some spinoffs of Bitcoin. And I have recently been investing in a couple of those, and they've been doing pretty well. But the one that really jumped today was Dogecoin, or however you want to abbreviate it or give some internet speak to it. It really jumped today, and I'm only invested, like, I've got like 250 Doge coins, but they're only worth like, I think it's at like 20 cents, so it's like I don't really own, you know, 259 individuals. It's like it's, you know, if it appraises to a buck, then I'll be in the money. I'll have 259, you know, dollars, but no, I won't. I'm not going to do the math. But I'm invested for the long term. 10, 15 years is my timeline, roughly. I don't plan on ever, like, really touching the money, not within the short term at least. Like, my only plan now is to just see how much I've gained and to buy more. That's kind of how I use my investment strategy. Is like, I plan not to touch the money for 5 to 10 years. That's my best way to explain it. Like, when I buy into something, I'm buying for the long term. I'm not putting my, like, chips in, like, hey, I'll buy it now and then sell it in, like, a month or two. Like, that's never been my investment strategy. If you buy into something, if you believe in it, if you believe the ratings, if you believe what people are saying about it, if you believe the fundamentals and the financials, then go for it. And, I mean, understanding fundamentals and financials doesn't mean you going in and breaking down each and every one. It's like you look at how they compare to other people in the market. You look at, I mean, it's just a million and one ways that you can, like, analyze or break down a company. And the ones that I've bought into, I've had great returns. Except, I'm not going to say the name. Well, yeah, I don't know. I won't say the name. But it's a cannabis company that I bought into that has been getting me destroyed. They consolidated recently within the past, I'll say, 2 or 3 years. And I lost out on a crap ton of money. I own, like, I'm not going to say it because it's an embarrassing low number of shares that I own currently in the company since they consolidated. But I'm not going to sell out entirely until I at least break back to zero on this. So my eyes on you. You know who you are, that you guys have a bounce back, because, my goodness, dipping my toe in early on, I definitely lost a little bit of money. Nothing. I haven't lost – Definitely not more than I've put in, and I definitely don't think I've lost more than like $1,000 since I've started investing. And that's just been through me like trying to day trade and trying to get into certain avenues that I had no idea what I was doing, and I lost my ass. But I mean, hey, always good fun stories. But yeah, Dogecoin is up today. I use Robinhood to invest in all. I'm not being paid or anything like that from Robinhood, so this is completely unsolicited. But I invest with my cryptos to Robinhood, and then my I guess I can say brick and mortar investments in Ameritrade. Those are the two that I really enjoy. I've learned a lot of trading just from Ameritrade because they have so many videos and just a bunch of information that I've been using. So I've really been using that to like inform myself and to learn some more information. But I definitely have some blank spaces when it comes to blockchain and the overall broader general Bitcoin market. Like, I know that I keep seeing ads on Facebook about like them trying to sell the idea of you mining your own Bitcoin and creating your own Bitcoin, I mean, creating your own cryptocurrency and like trying to make it fundamentally valuable. And I'm just like, it sounds like a scam to me. Like, I'm not gonna, like, I know the most about these cryptocurrencies, but a lot of stuff just sounds like scams. Like, obviously, you can make your own Bitcoin, but that doesn't, I mean, you can make your own shoes, but that doesn't mean that anybody will want to buy in or invest or build it from the ground up. It's just like, you, if you're investing, you want to invest in companies that already have done the footwork for like a Bitcoin. But I guess if you're a huge financial guy or something like that, like if you're in the financial sector, that if you can create your own and try to spin it to get people to use it, I guess. But I'm not going to create my own cryptocurrency and try to, like, I have no understanding or fundamental ability to understand the cryptocurrency market. And I'm not going to all of a sudden become a huge expert and then somehow flip it into creating a cryptocurrency and then become a $1 trillion business overnight. I'm not going to do that. But I can invest in Bitcoin and ride that wave up, or Ethereum, or whatever these other Bitcoin derivatives are. I put that in quotes for the people listening, that are similar to Bitcoin, but not quite Bitcoin, but have been giving me some very returns as well. Some even better than Bitcoin. So, I mean, shouts out to them. Shouts out to Dogecoin. Shout out to Anime Day. I appreciate you guys for stopping by and checking in on me. It's been a fun, interesting little week. I got my first COVID-19 shot. I did go ahead and decide to get that done and get that knocked out the way, so I can return to some sense of normalcy. If you guys decide not to do it, hey, that is your prerogative. I mean, in this life, we all got to live with the decisions that we choose to make. So hopefully I don't have a third horn, because my other two on my head, clearly I keep a hit. No, hopefully I don't wake up with a horn or, you know, an extra arm growing on my back and anything like that. But I wouldn't mind looking like Machamp. I feel like those two extra arms, you can really get some stuff done, you know? You get two laptops. I mean, you could really be like, you know, I feel like you get a lot done with four arms. But I digress. I hope you guys are staying healthy. I hope you guys are staying well. I hope you guys are staying dope. I'm at minute 23. I think that I'm going to call it quits there for today. It's been running the thing pretty smoothly, and I'm enjoying it so far. We'll see how this turns out with the video camera. This is my first official podcast with a new video camera, so I appreciate you guys for being patient with that. With that being said, I'm going to check out of here, man. Be kind, be dope, but more importantly than anything else, just be yourself. I will catch y'all on the next time and the next catch around. I don't know. I can't think of things, y'all. Peace.